The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. How many paths and ways are taught in this world to eternal life or that would take you to heaven? Going to heaven is a very popular teaching in Christianity. I don't know where they get such teaching. The Bible doesn't teach that. But the point is, how many different beliefs, teachings, and practices are there? In other words, how many avenues are taught? Why are there so many Christian denominations and all teaching a different way? You would think someone is confused about how to live in peace and in the way that's pleasing to God and Jesus Christ. What the purpose of life is, where you are going, and how to get there. Is God the author of confusion? Has God and Jesus Christ inspired all the many beliefs, teachings, and practices in religion today? Do you think this world and our nation as a whole are all confused today? Are we confused as to what true and pure religion is? Are we confused as to what has caused so many evils and problems? Are we confused as to how to solve them? Well, yes, we are. My friends, we are all confused today. Notice what God had to say in 1 Corinthians 14, beginning in verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints, meaning there's peace and not confusion with and in the true church of God. My friends, the whole earth, all people on earth, should be the church of God. And if we were, we would not have all the evils, problems, and confusions as we have and don't know how to solve. Now, if God isn't the author of confusion, and he isn't, then who is? Not too hard to figure that one out. It is the God of this earth. Notice what God has to say in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning in verse 3. Paul is speaking here, but even if our gospel is veiled or hidden, it is hidden or veiled to those who are perishing. Paul said, if the truth, that is God's word, is hid, it is hid from those who are perishing in the way of the god of this age, Satan the devil. Verse 4 continues here, whose minds the god of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Satan doesn't want you to understand God's word and change your life. He wants you to serve and obey him. As a matter of fact, he wants even God the Father and Jesus Christ to serve and obey him. And he did all he could to get Jesus Christ to do just that. God says Satan has blinded this world from the truth. He is the one that has caused all the confusion and problems for mankind. He has a counterfeit religion. He has his ministers out there twisting and perverting, adding to and taking away from God's word. Now, we don't like to think about that, do we, my friend? But that is God's word, and God says that is going on today. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning verse 12, notice what God inspired Paul to write here. But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity for those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast. Paul is saying that what he was doing, and that was teaching and preaching the truth, said he would continue to do that so that it might cut off the opportunity of others out there teaching and preaching a false doctrine. Verse 13, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Do you think there's anyone out there today deceived and deceiving? Notice going on here in verse 15. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Paul says Satan has his ministers, and they act as ministers of righteousness. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 13, notice what Christ inspired Paul to write here. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. They have done that, and it will continue until Christ returns. Evil men or evil people and impostors will grow worse and worse, become more bold in doing evil and more deceived and more bold in deceiving, and will be more of them doing that. Now, it isn't just talking about people in religion that would be deceived and deceiving. It does include them, but it also would and does include politicians, businessmen, and manufacturers to the average person on the street. It is speaking of a mindset, attitude, and character of the world. Can you believe everyone? Is their word good? A liar thinks that is the way they ought to be. So do rapists, murderers, adulterers, fornicators, drug addicts, drug lords, alcoholics, stubborn, rebellious kids, warlords, thieves, and people that's always trying to take advantage of others, so on and so forth. Proverbs 14, verse 12 says this, "There is a way which seems right to a man, but it ends in the way of death." God repeats that in chapter 16, verse 25. Whatever your way of life is, that's what seems right in your eyes. So the way that seems right to a carnal human being that's not guided by the Word of God is what has brought all the confusion in the world today and all the evils. In the book of Judges, chapter 21, verse 25, it says this, "In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." And if you're familiar with the book of Judges, Israel was in trouble on and off for years and years. God would raise up judges and deliver them, and when they obeyed God, they prospered. But when they quit obeying God, and usually by the time that judge died, they went back to their old ways of doing what was right in their own sight, and they went back into trouble, back into slavery again. We have rejected the standard which God gave us to live by, so it's each one doing what's right in his own sight in a moral sense. So where are we? Let God tell us, and I hope you have ears to hear. Isaiah 59 and verse 8, "The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace." This means peace of mind as well as in the family and between nations. No justice or divine law, God's law to guide us. So we are left all confused, from the average person on the street to the head of government, as well as religion and religious leaders to manufacturers. Notice in the book of James, chapter 3, verse 13, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom." You prove you are wise by good conduct, works and actions that produce good results, not works that produce problems and confusion, as we see today that is running so rampant. Verse 14, "But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth." The way of bitterness, envying, self-seeking, meaning selfish ambition, causes you to boast and lie against the truth, or the right way, because you think your way is right. Notice verse 15. "This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic." James tells us where this kind of wisdom comes from. It is from the god of this earth, Satan the devil. Satan holds this world captive by leading, enticing mankind to take on his mind, attitude, and character. And we think that our way is right because there is pleasure in our way. Our way is the way of Satan, getting all we can for self. That's the way Satan is. We have gone his way so long that we don't know any other way of life. His way of selfish ambition has caused all our many evils, and we aren't smart enough to understand that. So what do? We keep living his way, which we think is our way and the best way, not realizing we are obeying and serving the false god, Satan, the devil. We go on blindly trying to solve our problems the same way that we created them, doing what's right in our own sight. That's the way that we have created our problems, and that's the way that we try to solve them. That's the way that leads us to treat the effect and not the cause. Yes, my friends, we treat the effects of problems. We don't treat the cause of problems because we don't want to buckle down and obey our God. Verse 16, "For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing will be there." Now, isn't that describing the nation and the world? Every kind of evil seems to be with us, yet we don't know what's causing it or how to fix it. So what do we do as a nation? Notice what Christ said in Isaiah 59. God is describing the day and the world, and especially the nations, the United States and the British people, Great Britain and the British people. He is describing the way it is. Listen carefully to what Christ inspired to be written 3,000 years ago. Isaiah 59, verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor ear heavy that it cannot hear. You know, sometimes we wonder why God doesn't hear and answer our prayers, don't we? We may wonder why God doesn't take away our problems, even as an individual. Some may even blame God for their problems. But notice what God has to say. God gives us the answer in verse 2. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. So if God doesn't hear us and deliver us as an individual or as a nation, he is telling us it's because of our sins, because we are turning our back farther and farther on our Maker. God is telling us that we are sinners, and he doesn't hear sinners. Even the New Testament tells us that as well. God begins telling us our sins in verse 3. He wants us to know what our sins are and hope that we will understand them and change our way. Verse 3, for your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perversity. In other words, teaching the wrong way of life. We don't have any bloodshed in our land, do we? There's no murderers out there in our nation, are there? No one has their hands defiled with blood, or their hand dabbling in evil, selfish gain, do they? Verse 3 also says, your lips have spoken lies. Well, God must be talking to other nations, to other people. We don't have any liars in our nation, do we? God is speaking of a mindset and an attitude and the character of people that would be in the latter days. Well, let me ask you this, my friend. Do politicians lie? Do the average person on the street lie? Do you? Verse 4. No one calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. No one calls for justice or divine law, is what God is saying. God's law, God's word, are the right way of doing things, the way pleasing to God. No, we want to please self, and if it takes lying, cheating, walking on others, disobeying God's law, his moral and spiritual laws, that's what we do. Then we scratch our head and wonder why we have so many evils. You wouldn't think our leaders, and that includes those that claim to be spiritual leaders as well, could be so stupid that they can't put two and two together and realize there is cause and effect, that we are only reaping what we have sown. Well, my friends, we don't want to change. We like our selfish, greedy, disobedient way to God's law. So we continue to add evils to evils, problems to problems, the same way we created them, and that is by ignoring God's word and his law, which is a standard to live by, and all the while keep telling the populace that we are solving the problems. Well, I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. Keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. And in the meantime, we have a couple of articles that you should read. They are free for the asking. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, and request the articles, What Must America Do to Regain God's Blessings and Protection, and the article, Why Does Mankind Suffer? Or you may email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.